Good Saturday morning. Welcome to our Forage Focus being brought to you by LG Seeds. Here's the university's extension forage specialist, Dr. Bruce Anderson.
Many people are trying oat pasture this spring. The potential seems great, but you may be disappointed if you don't graze it right. Oat pastures have increased in popularity in recent years as one way to reduce problems from drought. Oat pastures can be very productive and last through early summer, but they also are disappointing sometimes. While we don't know all we need to know, here are a few grazing recommendations that will help you succeed. Oats grows rapidly. Once it gets 5 or 6 inches tall, it can quickly shoot up to a foot tall in almost no time. As nice as this sounds, if initial oat growth gets that tall, it may not stool out, tiller, and regrow after grazing very well. So it's important to start grazing early and to graze hard enough to keep your oats vegetative and leafy, thereby stimulating it to constantly form new tillers. So, how early is early? Well, that's hard to say, but if your animals start to first graze when oats get 6 to 8 inches tall and they remove about half the growth, it will recover rapidly and tiller well. You probably will need, though, to give your oats a couple weeks to regrow after this first grazing before grazing again. After this first grazing to stimulate tillering, keep oat regrowth between 6 and 16 inches tall, using either continuous or rotational stocking. Begin with a light stocking rate, maybe about one animal every 2 acres. Then adjust animal number as oat growth changes. Don't worry if a few plants hit out, but if many plants get tall and approach the boot stage, either plan one last hard graze-out grazing or consider cutting for hay. We will need to experiment a bit to perfect it, but oat grazing looks promising.
I'll look to those area hay prices after this from LG Seeds.